他们上午谈到约书亚率领着以色列百姓在神的帮助之下他们已经把整个迦南地给 攻下来了。
Earlier today we talked about how Joshua through the help of God they have conquered the entire land of Canaan.
彻底把迦南地这个七族的势力统统瓦解掉。
They completely diminished the force of the seven nations.
我们知道一场战争要能够完全的胜利并不是单把对方的这个势力跟军队打败就算了。
We know that to win a war completely, it's not just about destroying their weapons and their countries.
最后仍然要把它占领然后建立一个管理政权那百姓能够居住在那边那个才算是完全的胜利。
Ultimately, a complete victory is to be able to take over the land completely, rebuild a country there, and have allow citizens to live there.
所以约书亚记从第一章到十二章让我们看到神怎么带领他们进入迦南然后攻取迦南。
So from chapter 1 to 12, we had saw how God had led the Israelites into the land of Canaan and conquered the land.
但是最后从十三章开始就要占领迦南。
So starting chapter 13, they are about to take over the land for themselves.
所以开始要把地分给十二个支派居住。
So they started dividing the land.
我们来看十三章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 1.
十三章第一节，约书亚年纪老迈，神对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。”
Chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, 'You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.'"
我们从最后一章约书亚记的二十四章二十九节，知道约书亚总共活了110岁。
From the last chapter, chapter 24, verse 29, we know that Joshua lived
110岁。
We know that Joshua lived 110 years.
那我们不知道在十三章这里，神对约书亚讲说你年纪老迈到底约书亚那当时是几岁
So here it says the Lord said to him, "You are old, advanced in years." So how old exactly is Joshua at this point?
我们知道从第六章开始攻打迦南地到十二章得胜总共花了7年的时间。
We know that starting chapter 6 until chapter 12 where they had the victory, it took about 7 years.
那当他们得胜之后到神这里告诉他们要分地是不是当中隔了一段很长的时间我们不晓得。
So we can think about whether it's been a long time since they won the war and when God told them to divide the land.
因为我们也不晓得约书亚到底是什么时候成为新的领导者。
Because we didn't really know when Joshua became the new leader.
来接替摩西的工作。
To take over the work of Moses.
但是无论怎么样十三章这一开始神对他讲说你年纪老迈还有许多未得之地。
However, regardless what happened at the beginning of chapter 13, God told him, "You are old, advanced in years."
这个告诉我们一个事实。
So this tells us a fact.
凡是人都会老
Anyone and everyone will get old.
当我们老的时候
，and when we become old.
如果我们发现还有很多事情还没有做好
，if we realize that there are still many things to be accomplished.
那真的是老大徒伤悲觉得说是一个很让人伤心的事情。
This is truly a sad thing.
所以虽然在座的我们现在都很年轻好像这个太阳才刚刚升起来一样。
So even though every one of us here is like the rising sun.
传道我也曾经跟大家一样。
I myself was once like you.
但是现在已经这个太日正当中再过一点
Yet I'm already The sun, the noon sun passing the noon.
已经到了下午了哈，但是还没到黄昏呢哈。
I'm the afternoon sun, but yet to reach dawn.
这样回想好像年轻时候的事情，像昨天还像在昨天发生。
Think back now, what happened in my youth is like yesterday.
我有很多的梦想还没有完成。
I still have many dreams yet to be accomplished.
但是已经到下午了。
However, it's already afternoon for me.
这个就是人生哦。
This is life.
我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇的我们看三十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 39.
诗篇三十九篇。
Psalm 39.
三十九篇，我们看第四节。
Psalm 39, verse 4.
第四节，神啊，求你叫我晓得我生之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。好，我们再跳过来看九十篇。
Let's continue to read 90.
九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。十一节。
11.
谁能晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？十二节。
12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的年日，好叫我们得着智慧的心。在这两处的经文都是在教导我们。
These two verses are teaching us.
要我们懂得数算我们自己的日子。
That we need to know how to number our days.
那这样我们才能够拥有智慧的心。
Then we can have a heart with wisdom. With wisdom.
这个婴孩很快就变小孩。
It is fast for an infant to become a children.
小孩很快就变青年。
And the children soon will become a youth.
青年很快就变壮年。
And the youth will soon.
壮年变老年了。
And the youth will soon become elders.
所以一生一下子就，不是当长老了这个 elders 这个当老人哦。
Elderly man.
所以我们要珍惜要爱惜光阴。
Therefore, we need to cherish time.
圣经告诉我们要爱惜光阴，因为这个世代邪恶。
The Bible teaches that we need to cherish time because the generation is evil.
我们不要把太多的时间浪费在那些不必要的事情上面。
We shall not spend too much time on unnecessary things.
以至于我们到了下午，甚至到了黄昏的时候，才发现功课都还没做。
So that we don't end up realizing that we still haven't finished anything when it is already sunset.
这个人生的功课都还没有做好。
We didn't realize, so we don't realize that we had yet to finish the homework for our life.
所以耶稣亚年纪老迈也在提醒我们每一个人。
So here you mentioned that Joshua's advance in ages also reminds us.
那在这里神告诉他说还有许多的未得之地。
And here God tells him that there are yet many lands yet to be possessed.
年纪已经老了，还有许多未得之地。
He was already old, and yet there are land yet to be possessed.
这好像是我们今天每个基督徒的写照哦。
This is like a portrait of us, every Christians.
什么是未得之地
？What are land yet to be possessed?
主耶稣吩咐我们要去传福音。让众民成为他的百姓。
Lord Jesus commanded us to preach the gospels and allow everyone to become the citizen of the nation kingdom.
那传福音的目的就是要把那个男主人认识神的通通攻破，通通拿掉。主男人的了哈。
So to preach the gospel is to break through the difficulties that block men from reaching God.
那我们来看一下圣经哦。哥林多后书
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
哥林多后书的第十章
2 Corinthians chapter 10
第四节
Verse 4
十章四节我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的 乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。五节
Verse five.
将各样的计谋各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督、哦、在这里告诉我们、哦、这场属灵的征战、哦、这个未得之地、啊哦、就是人的心地
So here it tells us that the spiritual battle the land yet to be possessed are the land of the heart of man、
哦、所以我们要为主、啊、来得着人的心地
So we need to win the, man, the heart of man for Lord Jesus、
哦、我们真耶稣教会圣灵设立到现在
Ever since True Jesus Church was established by the Holy Spirit、
哦、我们要恢复使徒、哦、这个时代的那个教会、
Where our goal is to revive the Apostle Church、
哦哎、我们要、哦、跟使徒时代的能力一样
We want to have the same power, ability like the Apostle Church、
哦、圣灵一样
The same Holy Spirit
哦道理一样
The same teaching
哦这个就是我们要恢复、哦、我们说神设立我们真教会、哦、要来恢复要来更正、哦所有、哦、这个、传耶稣的这些教会、哦、他们、回到神、哦、回到神的真理回到使徒时代的教会
So God wanted us to revive the faith, the teaching of other churches, so all the churches may return to the apostolic time.
哦，让所有神所拣选哦的人都能够在神的真理上合一。
So everyone may be united in the teaching of God.
哦，这个就是真教会的使命哦。
This is the mission of the true church.
哦，那我们想想看呢、哦，我们还有多少未得之地
？So we can think about this.How many land is yet to be possessed?
光美国就好，我们不要谈全世界了啊。
Let's just talk about the United States.
哦，美国的二十几个教会哈，包含祈祷所，哦，分布在各地。
There are about 20 some churches and prayer houses spread out in the U.S.
哦，但是啊，70%都在我们加州。
Yep, about 70% are here in the California.
哎。在中部啊，哦，甚至还有很多的地方啊，都没有我们的教会。
There are only a few churches in the Middle East, Midwest.、
哦、大部分就是两岸哦。
Central region. Excuse me. And the rest are spread out on the two coasts.
哦，哎，大部分的信徒啊，都还是华人为主。
And the majority of the members are Asians.
哦，所以我们很多的未得之地、啊。
So there are many land yet to be possessed.
哦，我们想一想哦，神对约书亚所说的话，也是在告诉今天的我们。
So if we think about this, what God told say to Joshua is also applied to us today.
哦，所以我们不要等到年纪老迈哦，才惊觉啊，我们还有很多未得之地。
So let's not wait until we are old to realize there are yet.Land yet to be possessed by us.
保罗啊，在提摩太后书四章第二节那边说。
Paul said in the Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
无论得时不得时，务要传道。
He said that whether it's in season or out of season, you should preach.
无论什么时候，我们都要为主来得人呢。
That we need to win souls for Jesus at any time.
哦，这也是保罗啊，在亚基帕王面前所说，无论少劝或是多劝，总愿意啊，哦，能够为主得着人。
This is the same thing that Paul said to King Agrippa that, whether as long as I can win a soul,
无论少劝多劝，都为要为主而得着人哦，得到人哈。得人如鱼嘛
So that's what Paul said to King Agrippa that as long as he can win a soul, that's good for him.
所以哈，传福音是我们每一个弟兄姐妹哦，我们当务之急哦，我们很要紧的事情。
So it is important for us to preach the gospel.
这个是年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地给我们的启发。
So this is the teaching we can learn from being old, advancing 8 years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
神要约书亚分地了。
Then God told Joshua to divide the lands.
他们分地有两次。
They divide the land twice.
一次是在基甲，它是分这个河东之地。
The first time was at Gilgal. They divide the west, east, and west.
这个约瑟家还有犹大支派。
The house of Joseph and Judah.
那第二次分地是在示罗。示罗哈。示罗，这个英文怎么叫 ？Shiloh 是
吧 ？The second division was when at Shiloh.
这个是其他的支派。
And that division of land was for other tribes.
这个是从记载在约书亚记的十八章以后。
This is recorded after chapter 18.
那他们分地有一个原则。
There's a principle when they divide the land.
我们来看分地的原则。我们先看民数记。
Let's look at turn to Numbers.
二十六章
26.
民数记二十六章五十二节
，Numbers 26:52。
五十二节，神晓谕摩西说：五十三节
，53，
你要按着人民的数目，将地分给这些人为业。五十四节
，54，
人多的你要把产业多分给他们，人少的你要把产业少分给他们，要照被数的人数。把产业分给个人，五十五节。
55.
虽是这样，还要捻阄分地，他们要按着宗族各支派的名字承受为业。在这里谈到这个分地的一个原则跟方法。
Here talks about the principle that used to divide the lands.
在民数记的二十六章他们重新又数算了一次以色列百姓。
In Numbers 26, once again, they count the people of Israelite.
这一次的数算不同于上一次。
This time is when they counted. This time is different from last time they counted.
上一次是为了征战。
Last time when they counted the people of Israelites was for the battle.
要算出这个男丁能够打仗的人数。
They were numbering the males that could fight in war.
但这一次的数算是为了分地。
Yet.However, this time when they count the people, is to divide the lands.
所以在这里我们看到分地的一个原则，就是照着这个种族各支派他们的人数来分。
So we can see here the principle of dividing the land is to divide the land according to the number of people in the tribe.
人多的多分，人少的少分。
The tribe with more people receives more, and the tribe with less people receives less.
这是分地的原则。
This is the principle of dividing the land.
那方法要用抽签的。
And the method is through drawing lots.
这个传说相传犹太人他们分地就是两个这个篮子那一个篮子放支派的名称，一个篮子是放这个地业他们。土地的这个大小。
So it was said that when they divide the land, they would prepare two baskets, and one basket with the name of the tribes in it, and the other one with the land in it, the name of the land in it.
那他们先抽支派的名字，然后再抽这个地看分到哪里。
They would draw the name of the tribe first, then they would draw the land.
这个圣经告诉我们说，牵在怀中，但是定是由神。
They say that even though the lot may be in your heart, but which lot you get is depends on God.
所以人的脚步是神安排的。
So the footsteps of men are decided, prepared by God.
所住的疆界所活的年数都是神 老早就预定好。
The boundary you can hold and the year you can live was already decided by God.
哦，所以在这里啊，也让我们看出哦，啊，其实哦，神不但哦带领他们进到迦南，也带领他们哦攻占哦攻取的迦南，也带领他们哦能够啊在迦南地啊啊这个成家立业哦。
So we see that not only God led them to the land of Canaan and conquered the land of Canaan, but God also led them to reside in the land of Canaan.
哦，这个是分地的原则。
This is the principle of dividing the land.
好，那接下来要跟大家哈那个分享哦。没办法，这个一章一章我们就挑其中的一些重点来分享。
Because there are many chapters, so we will pick up the important points to share.
他们先分这个约旦河东边的，再处理约旦河西边的。
So they first divide the land on the east of the River Jordan, then they divide the land on the west of the Jordan River.
但是其中有关这个利未人呢。
However, concerning the Levites,
他们没有产业哦。
They have no inheritance.
我们来看一下这个十三章的十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 14. Joshua chapter 13, verse 14.
好，十三章的十四节说，只是利未支派摩西没有把产业分给他们，他们的产业乃是献与主以色列神的火祭，正如神所应许他们的。好，我们再跳回来看十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
好，十四章我们请看第三节。
Verse 3.
三节，原来摩西在约旦河东已经把产业分给那两个半支派，只是在他们中间没有把产业分给利未人。四节。
14.
好，因为约瑟的子孙是两个支派，所以马拉西亚以法莲就是马拉西亚以法莲，所以没有把地分给利未人，但给他们诚意居住，并诚意的教也可以牧养他们的牲畜，安置他们的财物。在这里谈到说利未人他们在这个分地他们没有分到。
It says here the Levites has no share when they were dividing the land.
所以从这个支派来看分地的图啊。
So this is the map of the division of the land.
找不到利未人。
There's no Levites on it.
那我们会觉得说，那十二个支派啊，少了个利未支派，不是就只有十一个而已吗？
We may think that since the Levites doesn't count, isn't there only 11?
但是我们不要忘记哦，这个约瑟哦。
But let's not forget Joseph.
约瑟，他等于是长子哦。
Joseph was the firstborn.
照这个肉体来看，长子应该是哪个支派？长子的支派。
So which tribes are the firstborn?
流便流便是这个雅各的长子哦。Reuben 啊。
Reuben was the firstborn of Joseph.
哎呀，但是流便。他情欲高涨他跟爸爸的这个小老婆啦这个有了乱伦所以他就失去了长子的资格。
Because of fleshly lust, Reuben lost the right of the firstborn.
所以就由约瑟来替代了。
So Joseph replaced him as the firstborn.
那长子可以得两份的产业。
And the firstborn can inherit twice the portion.
那约瑟有两个儿子啊。
And Joseph had two sons.
老大马拉西，老二以法莲。
The firstborn Manasseh and the second one Ephraim.
所以这个马拉西跟以法莲就取代了这个约瑟跟利未。
So Manasseh and Ephraim replaced Joseph and Levites.
所以仍然还是十二个支派。
So there are still 12 tribes.
一个都没有少哦。
Now one was missing.
那这个是让大家知道为什么 怎么找不到约瑟，也找不到利未。
So this is just for your information when you're wondering how come you cannot find Joseph and Levites.
那至于说为什么利未人他们没有产业？
As for why the Levites had no inheritance.
没有产业的原因是什么？
What's the reason they had no inheritance?
还有利未人所谓的神是他们的产业，神的活祭是他们的产业，又是什么意思？
So what does it mean when he says God is their inheritance? The fire of God is their inheritance.
那利未人虽然没有产业，但是他们却被散居到所有的支派当中。
Even though they did not have inheritance, they were scattered throughout the tribes.
他们总共得了48座城。
They have received 48 cities.
当中包含了6座逃城。
And within the 48 cities, 6 of them were the city of refuge.
那这个我们就留待明天我们在谈利未人的这个产业的时候再来详细分享。
So we'll save this for tomorrow.
那在这个14章的最后突然跑出来一个人物叫做加勒的。
So in the end of chapter 14, a man called Caleb came up.
加勒跑出来要土地。
So this person named Caleb came out to ask for land.
原来老早神已经跟他说好了。
Because God had already promised him.
答应要把这个土地给他跟他的后代子孙。
That God will give him a land for him and his descendants.
我们来看一下这个记载。
Let's look at the Bible.
14章。
Chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
六节，那时犹大人来到基甲见约书亚，有基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子加勒，对约书亚说，神在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。七节。
Seven.
神的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。八节。
Eight.
然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从主我的神。第九节。
Verse 9.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从主我的神。在这里我们看到这个加勒 跑到基甲来见约书亚。
Here we see that Caleb came to Gilgal to meet with Joshua.
原来这个加勒不是别人，就是当日在加底斯巴尼亚那个窥探迦南地那个12个探子当中的一个。
And this Caleb is the same Caleb as the 12 spies that was sent to spy out the land of Canaan.
我们知道那一次的窥探回来的报告就除了约书亚跟加勒报好信息，其他10个探子都是报负面的坏信息。
We know that only Caleb and Joshua brought back good news for the people.
所以加勒也因此被神称赞，说他有另有一个心智，就是专心跟从神的心智。
And Caleb was praised by God that he followed God wholeheartedly.
并且也从摩西那边得到应许，将要得他脚所踏之地。
And Caleb also received promise from Moses that he will inherit the land that he stood on.
那这个时候的加勒当时窥探是40岁现在他已经45岁了。
So as we can see that
现在他已经85岁了。
We can see that Caleb was 40 years when he was sent as a spy, and now he's 85 years old.
我们来看看这个岁月催人老经过这么多年经过了这个45年加勒他有没有改变当时神所称赞他那个专一跟从神的心智。
So let's look and see whether the years had whether Caleb's faith towards God has decreased over faded over the years.
我们来看11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
11节，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出路，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。 十二节
12.
求你将神那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了，或者神照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。我们看到这个加勒真的没有变。
We see that Caleb did not change at all.
他跟当时一样的对跟随神拥有同样的心智。
His heart is just the same back then when he was a spy.
当日他凭着信心凭着对神的信心坚持要进到迦南地区。
Back then, because of his faith towards God, he insists that they should attack the land of Canaan.
45年后，他85岁，同样拥有这样的信心。
And still, after when he is 85 years old, his heart is still the same.
所以这个加勒在这里说当时摩西打发他去那个时候他力量如何45年后他仍然力量也是如何。
So here he says that whatever strength he had back then, he still had, he is just as strong today.
圣经说你的日子如何，你的力量就如何。
The Bible says, whatever your days are, your strength will be.
那个日子如何，当然除了说人的这个肉体上的日子，当然也包含人的心智的年龄。
Of course, not only when they talk about the days, it does not just mean the flesh, the days of the flesh, it also means the mentality, the day.
心理的年龄。
Also means the maturity level in the heart.
所以加勒在这里说，当日我力量，我今天我的力量如何，当然不是指着肉体，而是指着他的心智。
So when Caleb said he's just as strong as back then, he was not talking about his flesh, fleshly strength, but rather his heart.
他对神依靠的心一点都没有改变。
His heart to rely on God never changed.
所以他真不愧说被神称赞，他另有一个心智，就是专心跟从主。
That's why he was praised by God that he wholly followed the God. Followed God.
有人这么说了。
Someone said this.
说信主一年，主在眼前。
The first year you believe in God, God is in front of your eyes.
信主三年，主到门边。
After you believe in God, 3 years, God is by the door of your house.
信主十年远到天边。
After you believe in God, God is at the border of the world.
从前风闻有神现今却丢掉神。
I heard there was a God before, and now I cannot even find God anymore.
加勒可不是这样。
But Caleb was not like that.
所以今天我们要想一想，我们当时那个信主的那一份决心跟感动，现在还在不在？
So we need to think back whether the determination and the feeling we have when we first believe in the Lord is still here.
当日受洗的时候，立志要跟主耶稣同死的那个心智，现在还在不在？
And the determination to die with Christ when we're baptized, is it still here today?
当日受洗之后领圣餐的时候，立志要为主而活，那一份的心现在是不是不见了？
When we are baptized, when we partake the Holy Communion, that we determine to live with Christ, do we still have this determination in our heart?
我们不要让肉体的衰老影响到我们内在的信心。
Let's not let the deterioration of flesh affect our heart.
所以虽然我们的肉体一天一天的朽坏，但是我们的心却一日一日的更新。
Even though our fleshly body becomes
朽坏了败坏了老了
Even though we become older every day, we should not let our heart become weary every day by day.
越来越新。
We should allow our heart to become younger and younger, more energized every single day.
所以我们应该是要看主更清，认主更明，要爱主更亲，要跟主更近。
So as we grow older, we should follow God with more strength and love God love God even more.
所以加勒凭着他信心，他自愿拿那个 最难打的 有那个巨人族亚纳族人的那个城池。
So with faith, Caleb volunteered himself to fight against the most powerful tribes in the land.
可见他依靠神的心一直都没有改变。
So we can see here that his heart to rely on God never changed.
加勒是我们每一个人的模范。
Caleb is a model, role model for every one of us.
感谢主在我们教会里面我们看到很多的加勒。
Thank God that in church we can see many Caleb.
我们可以看到在教会里头服侍的这些工人当中不乏这个我们的爷爷奶奶的。
So we can see many workers that serve in the church, including our own grandparents.
活到老年纪还依然结果子。
That they still bear fruit, even they are old in ages.
这个就是加勒 的精神。
This is the spirit of Caleb.
所以我们要效法加勒。
So we need to follow Caleb.
我们也要懂得跟加勒同工哦。
We need to know how to work with Caleb.
圣工的传承要有三代。
The inheritance of holy work involves three generations.
要有老，要中，要有轻要有这个年长者要有这个壮年的也要有青年。
You need to have the elderly, you need to have the youth in strength, and you need to have the young ones.
所以我们这样我们的圣工的发展才能够这个很顺利。
Then the holy work will be able to progress smoothly.
列王记上的十二章记载这个罗波安王他不听老人家的建议采取少年人的建议。
It is recorded in the first king that King Rehoboam did not heed the advices of the elderly.
结果他的王国在他当王的时候就分裂了。
And his kingdom was divided when he was the king.
这个是一个很活生生的教训。
This is a live testimony to us.
所以有话这么说，说不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
There's a saying that if you do not listen to the elderly, it's your own lose.It's your own loss.
虽然呢，我们这个时代这个进步很快。
Even though we live in an advancing world.
尤其我们的科技是日新月异一下子就新的东西就出来了。
Especially technology progress faster than ever.
传道也是学这个电脑的哦。
I myself also learned computer.
我那时候的电脑是 Apple II 八 bit。
The computer I was using was 8 bits.
那个 CPU 是6502的。
The CPU I was using was 6502.
可能大家都不晓得了。
You might not even heard of this.
这个是博物馆里头的古董啦。
This is antique from the museum.
我学长他们学 Z80 只有4 bit 而已哦。
My upper classmate only had a 4 bit computer.
我那个时代 Apple II 是一级棒的哦。
At my generation, Apple II was the best.
当我快要毕业的时候 ，IBM PC 才刚出来。
When I was about to graduate, IBM PC came out.
说是16 bit， 其实骗人的啦。是8 bit 的，8 bit 的然后这样处理，才这个 port out 所以，他那个时候的这个 CPU 是8088、8086的。
So they proclaimed that they had a 16 bit PC, but it was just it was just 8 bit in parallel.
那后来才有什么286、386、486，什么喷腾第一代、第二代，现在到什么我都不知道了。
And then 286 came out, 386 came out, then you had the Pentium, and I don't even know what Pentium we're on now.
那虽然东西不一样，但是原理一样。
Even though the material things is different, the principle is the same.
所以同样的我们对这个年长者虽然他们不懂得什么电脑怎么使用啦或者是什么工具什么 iPhone 啦这些但是他人生的历练经验 这个我们可以参考。
So even though the elderly might not know how to use the new technology nowadays, but we can still look into the experience.
哦，所以我们仍然哦，哎，要参考他们的建议。
So we should still consider the advices they give us.
哦，以免我们哦，哎，这个多走哈、哦、多走冤枉的路。
So we don't spend our time in vain searching.
哦，所以。圣经教导我们要尊敬老年人。
The Bible teaches we need to respect the elderly.
所以在教会里头服事，我们也需要这个年长者给我们的建议跟帮助。
So when we serve in the church, we also need to heed the advices from the elderly.
这个是我们从加勒那边学到的。
This is what we can learn from Caleb.
再来在十七章那边。
So in, then next, in chapter 17.
十七章的十四到十八节
，from 14 to 18。
哦，这里记载这个约瑟家，约瑟家，他们对于所得到的地业，不满意。
Here it recorded the descendant of Joseph was not satisfied with the land they received。
我们看十四节，十七章十四节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 17, verse 14。
十四节，约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“神到如今既然赐福于我们，我们也足大人多，你为什么但将一揪一段之地分给我们为业呢？”十五节。
15。
约书亚说：“你们如果足大人多，嫌以法莲山地窄小，就可以上比利洗人、利法因人之地，在树林中砍伐树木。”十六节。
16.
约瑟的祖孙说，那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住伯善和属伯善正是并住耶斯列平原的人都有铁车。17节。
17.
约书亚对约瑟家，就是以法莲和马拿西人说，你们你是族大人多并且强盛，不可仅有一揪之地。18节。山地也要归你虽是树林，你也可以砍伐靠近之地，必归你。迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。这里谈到这个约瑟家他们发怨言。
Here talk about how the house of Joseph was complaining.
我们刚刚谈到说约瑟的两个儿子可以说是十二个支派里头最蒙福的。
We just mentioned that the two sons of Joseph was probably the most blessed in the 12 tribes.
他们等于是居领导的地位长子支派的地位。
So they had the firstborn tribe. The right of the firstborn tribe.
也因着约瑟的贡献所以其他的支派也很尊敬他们。
And because the work that Joseph had done, other tribes also showed respect to them.
因为约瑟保全了这个以色列全家在埃及从七十个人下埃及变成两百多万人。
Because Joseph preserved the house of Israel that when they went down to Egypt, there was only 70 some people, and now they have over 2 million people.
但是很可惜这个约瑟的约瑟家就是约瑟的后代却有一点恃宠而骄有一点被宠坏了。
And it is a shame to see here that because there was to see that the descendant of Joseph were spoiled and become prideful.
宠坏的小孩很容易发怨言
Children that spoiled complains easily.
我也不要那个也不好买买抓抓
They don't they are not satisfied with anything.
所以我们看到这个约瑟的子孙他在这里向约书亚抗议了。
So we can see here the children of Joseph complained to Joshua.
先不管他们抗议的内容
Let's put aside what they are complaining about.
这个抗议会有什么样严重的后果？
What kind of consequence does this complaint bring about?
第一个
First,
会引起其他支派对自己所分到的地业的不满意会有连锁反应了
It will cause a chain reaction to other tribes to be not satisfied with what they got.
那这个会造成支派的不和。
And this will cause disharmony between the tribes.
第二。
Second.
他们既然是抽签抽到的
If they receive their land through drawing lots.
我们刚刚谈说 表面是人抽签哦，实际上是神在做主的。
Even though on the surface it seems that men are the one that's drawing the lots, but God was the one that was determining the result.
所以约瑟家的人他们的怨言，等于是对神的不尊敬。
So the complaint that the children of Joseph had was a direct complaint towards God.
所以等我们看到这个约瑟约瑟家的后代他很喜欢发怨言呢。
So we can see that the descendants of Joseph loves to complain.
在圣经里头这个约瑟家的后代他们发了三次怨言。
In the Bible, the descendant of Joseph complained three times.
这里是第一次的
This is the first time.
第二次在哪里
And where is the second time?
我们记不记得那个士师记里头当基甸做士师的时候
Does anyone remember when in the book of Judges when Gideon was the judge?
士师记的第八章那边
Judges chapter 8.
当基甸打败了欺负他们的米甸人呢。
When Gideon defeated their enemies,
结果这个
the Midianites, Midian.
以法莲人就是约瑟家的后代哦。
So,
以法莲以法莲人哦。
So Ephraim, the descendant of Joseph.
他们来。来找基甸抗议。
They went to Gideon and protest.
你们去打仗怎么不找我们去你们看不起我
How come you didn't look for us when you went to war?
怎么可能会看不起他是他们害怕跑回家了
It is not that Gideon didn't go look for us. It was because they were afraid and they ran home.
那现在当人家得胜的时候他们就跑出来要抢功劳。
Now, after they won the battle, they came out and tried to... take part in the reward.
但是因为这个还没有完全得胜这个敌还要追赶敌人所以基甸就用好话回答以法莲人呢。
Because they didn't win the battle completely, they still need to chase down the enemies. So he didn't reply nicely to them.
我们做的怎么可以跟你比呢
What we've done cannot compare to you.
你们最好了，你们最厉害了。
You guys are the best.
听得很高兴就算了，气就消了。
After they heard this, their anger went away.
就好像这个小孩子一样。
It's like a child.
所以说灵性上幼稚当小孩子的也是很会发怨言的。
So spiritually, if you are not spiritually mature, you also complain easily.
但是神不会一直允许人一直在软弱当中不长进的。
But God does not permit men to dwell, to be weak and complain.
神如果爱我们的话，一定会教导我们。
If God loves us, He will teach us.
所以以法莲人第三次又发怨言了。
So Ephraim, when Ephraim complained for the third time.
在这个士师记的这个十二章那边
It is recorded in Judges 12.
那个是。当耶弗他当士师的时候
when Jephthah was the judge
这个拯救以色列百姓脱离亚门人的手
when he was delivering the Israel out of the hand of Ammon
这个以法莲人又来抗议了
The people of Ephraim once again came to complain
而且更没有礼貌更加的蛮横
And it was even, they were rude, even.
你打仗怎么不找我们去呀？现在我们要用火烧你的房子。
How come you didn't come to us, call us when you went to war? We're gonna burn down your houses with fire.
那你们这些人在我们在我们这个约瑟家，只不过是逃亡的流氓而已啊。
And you guys are nothing but.
在第四节十二章的四节那边
And it's recording chapter 4 that
士师记你们基列人在以法莲马拿西中间不过是以法莲逃亡的人
The Ephraim say to them you are nothing but fugitives of Ephraim
这个真的很看不起人
They really look down on people
所以这一次这个耶弗他可不像基甸那么客气的。
So this, however, this time, Jephthah was not as polite as Gideon.
就打了起来了。
So they fought.
这个以法莲人只会动动嘴巴， 比拳头输人家了。
So the Ephraim only know how to talk big, but when they actually have to fight, they lost. They were not as good.
当然了，不是这个哦，耶弗他他们的对手啊。
And of course, there were no match for him.
哦，那他们当然逃走。
And they ran.
哦，那这个耶弗他叫人哦，在这个河口哦，在渡口等，啊、哦，然后问要渡河的人说：“你是不是以法莲人？”
So Jephthah commanded people to wait by the entrance of the river and ask, "Are you an Ephraim?"
哦，他们当然不敢承认，承认是以法莲人就要被杀掉了。
And of course, no one dared to admit, because if they admit, they will be killed.
哦，所以这个哦，耶弗他他们就问哦，那你说这个河怎么讲？这个河啊
？So they asked them, "How do you pronounce the river?"
哦，那河哈、哦，这个希伯来的发音呢、啊，就是示波列哦。第六节哈，十二章的六节哈。
So they asked them to pronounce the name of the river, and then say they were asked them to say, Shibboleth.
好啊 ，Shibboleth 哈。哎，但是啊，哦，这个以法莲人讲话有 accent 哦，有口音哦，他们没办法发这个 sh 的音哦，他们都发成 s 的音啊，所以变成希伯列去了。
Because Ephraim, they have the accent, so they were not able to pronounce Shibboleth. Instead, they pronounce Sibboleth.
Oh, that 就露出马脚了哈。
And they were caught.
就被杀掉。
And they were killed.
因为这样哦，那个以法莲被杀了42,000人。
So 42,000 people were killed because of this.
嘴巴花怨言呢
？They complained to their mouth.
也在嘴巴上哈，自取灭亡。
And because of that, they were destroyed by their own mouth.
哦，所以这个以法莲人哦，他们发怨言，就约瑟家哦发怨言哈，也要成为我们的见解哦。
So we need to take this as a warning for us concerning complaining.
哦，我们还记得为什么出埃及好的时候那个第一代哦，通通死在旷野上，除了谁？约书亚跟加勒两个人。
We still remember that. When they left Egypt, the first generation all died in the wilderness except Caleb and Joseph.
就是发怨言。
That was because they complained.
哦，这个是哥林多前书的十章十节告诉我们。
This is recording First Corinthians chapter 10.
哦，第十节哦 ，First Ten 啊，他说我们不要发怨言。
So we should not complain.
那最后哦，就是这个约书亚他最后得到的。这个地业在十九章那里啊。
So in chapter 19, it records the land Joshua received.
哦，四十九到五十节。
From verse 49 to 50.
哦，我们来看哦，十九章的四十九节。
Let's turn to Joshua 19.
哦，以色列人哦，按着境界分完的地业，就在他们中间将地给嫩的儿子约书亚为业，五十节，是照神的吩咐，将约书亚所求的城，就是以法莲山地的亭拿西拉城给了他，好，他就修那城住在其中。好，在这边我们看到谁最后一个分到地的
？Here we can see that who was the last person to receive the land.
哦，约书亚
，Joshua。
哦，约书亚是最后一个分到地业的哦。
Joshua was the last person to receive inheritance of the land.
通常哦，这个领导者都是第一个把最好的挑走的哦。
Oftentimes, the leader are always the first one to pick up the best.
哦，但约书亚不是这样哦。
But Joshua did not do that.
哦，大家都分好了，他最后哦才照着神给他的地业啊来领受。
After Joshua waited until everyone received their own land, then according to God's principle, he took his own land, received his land.
世界上的领导者都是争功诿过哈，有功劳的事哦，都是我的啊，出问题的时候啊，那不关我的事。
Most of the leader in the world strive for results, and yet when there's troubles, they turn it away.
哦，但是我们看属灵的领导者，可不是这样哦。
But when we look at the spiritual leader, that's not the case.
所以约书亚啊，不愧是个属灵的领导者。
So indeed, Joshua is a spiritual leader.
哦，所以我们在教会里头服事，在教会里头，哦，神给我们职分做带领、做服事的工作。
So when church assigns us to have position and have leading to do work in leading,
哦，我们也要像约书亚。
We need to be like Joshua.
哦，不是考虑自己，而是考照神哦，啊的这个啊忠心哦，啊这个忠心为神哦，为教会哦，来服侍。
That we should not just consider about ourselves, we should consider for church, for God.
哦，如果我们把神摆第一位
，If we put God first,
神同样也会把照顾我们的事情也摆到第一位。
God will also take care of us.
哦，摆第一位哈。
God will also take priority in taking care of us.
哎，这个多好哦。
Isn't that wonderful?
哎，所以我们哦，要以神的哈，以神家的事情为重为优先。
So we need to put the matter of God's house in prayer in first.
哦，这个就是主耶稣。在圣殿里头回答他、哦、来找他的父母亲的话。
This is what Jesus said to his parents that came to look for him in the temple.
以父家为念。
We need to put the house of God first.、
哦、求神帮助。
May God help us.
同心默祷。
Let's pray. In silence.